Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Every weapon formed against me ends here. Every curse against my family ends here. I speak in the name of the Lord. Every cycle of addiction ends here. Every voice of condemnation ends here. I speak in the name of the Lord. I speak in the name of the Lord. I'm taking back what the enemy stole from me. In the name of Jesus, I'm breaking off every lie that I once believed. The one who lives in me has all authority. The one who lives in me has all authority. Oh, every darkness of depression. Every bondage, every sickness, declare it.
Ends here.
I speak in the name of the Lord.
Good morning and welcome to all our listeners. You're tuned in to Radio Africana, and this is Morning Dew. We want to thank God for the day that He has made, the privilege that is called today. Thank you, Lord, for the salvation of our soul. Thank you for the miracle of sleeping and waking. Thank you for the opportunity that is another day and all that this new day brings. Lovely track there by Tasha Cobbs, All Authority. Yes, we need to remind ourselves that in this season, that all authority, all power belongs to Jesus. Yes, it's very, very potent message for this hour and this season. And so, Father, we just acknowledge you. Bible says in all our ways, acknowledge you. Thank you because you are all powerful. We thank you because you have all authority. Thank you because you reign and you rule in the affairs of men. You thank you because you have power and authority over dominions, over kingdoms, you know, over kings upon the earth. You reign and rule in every dimension. Thank you, Lord, that we are privileged to be called children of the living God. Thank you because the Bible says, as many as believe, you gave power to become sons. Lord, our prayer is that as we fellowship with you, as we tabernacle with you, that you would give us the grace, grant us the ability to grow, to mature, to take in your word and become all that your word has prophetically declared us to be. We ask this of you and we thank you in the name of Jesus. Father, we just commit our session today unto you. We ask, Lord, that you would just grant each and every one of our listeners the grace to listen, the grace to have ears that will hear, eyes that will see. Consecrate their eyes, consecrate their ears, and grant them hearts that understand. We know that you are the one that empowers us, you enable us, you anoint us to do extremely, exceedingly, abundantly, far beyond. So we just say, Lord, you who have begun this work in us, that you will continue, you'll finish it, you'll take us through. Lord, I want to encourage every one of our listeners that you are not alone, you are not abandoned, you are not stranded in the journey of life. Lo, your God is with you, the Bible says, as a mighty man of war in the midst of you. So he's able to fight for you, he's able to strengthen your hands, able to teach your hands to war. He's able to equip you, to strengthen you for the battles ahead. I pray that as we all yield ourselves to the teaching spirit, the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit, and the enabling grace that only God can give, we'll be empowered, equipped, anointed, and prepared for the season ahead. We ask this of you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Lord, remember those who are not with us today. Wherever they are, whatever it is they're doing, we pray that, Lord, your presence will be with them also, and that you will minister to them wherever they are. Those that are believing you for healing, for restoration, for change, for transformation, as many as look in your direction, as many as look unto you, as many as acknowledge you, I pray, Lord, you meet them at the point of their need. All this we ask and we pray in Jesus' precious name. Good morning, lovely people, and welcome to another edition of Morning Dew. Yes, as you can tell from our intro songs, we're looking at all authority, all power, and there's only a name under heaven by which every knee will bow. All authority must give in, you know. So Tasha Cobbs was helping us to know all authority. I like some of the words she put there. She says, the one who lives in me has all authority. That's a confession that we should have, you know. He says, I'm bringing everything back that has been stolen. So you recover ground. Okay, you recognize your times of ignorance. The Bible says the Lord has winked at. We know that we've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness into his marvelous light. And so there's an expectation of what we ought to do, knowing that God has helped us, God has delivered us, God has saved us, and that we are called into his mission. So Christ had a very clear mandate what his mission was. It's our responsibility to find out what that mission is, because we are mandated to carry on the mission, to preach the good news, to take that gospel to every nook and every corner, to spread it on the mountaintop, to spread it in the valleys, to share with everybody the good message, the good news, you know. And the Lord will help each one of us as we obey, in the name of Jesus. Okay, so every darkness, every evil imagination, you know, every weapon that's been formed or fashioned against you, the Bible says clearly, cannot prosper. But that means you must know the weapons available to you. You must understand, the Bible says, the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. So God has given us things to fight. But it brings me back to some fundamentals which I would like to share, and I'm hoping that in the course of our few sessions we'll be able to really understand how to be empowered, how to equip ourselves. Okay, traditional fundamentals do not change. 2 Timothy, I believe it is 2:15, talks about studying to show yourself approved, right? So the Word of God is God's change agent. And I've said several times that the Word of God we do not apply, and it's God we're not going to experience. So there are many things that God can say to us, you know, about who we are, you know, what we have available to us. But if we don't take time to knuckle down, to study what it means, to come to an understanding of what has been given to us as a gift, as an authority to delegate and use, as power, you know, then all the authority and the power vested in Jesus that's been delegated to us will become something that eludes us, something that we're ignorant of, something that we're not using. And so I love that track, just tells us all authority belongs to Jesus. Okay, so a couple weeks back we had been studying core values. Okay, it's very important, because in the kingdom there are principles. In the kingdom there are rules that govern the way you live as a righteous man or a righteous woman. Okay, so the kingdom principles, and I remember talking again, Bible talks about line upon line, precept upon precept, a little here, a little there. Okay, then you will come to understand the concept. And let's take that slowly, line upon line, precept upon precept, and then you'll understand the concept. All right, so our life is about processes that have principles. Okay, they start with lines of instruction. Even in one line of instruction you have words. Okay, so anything you're going to learn comes with instruction, comes with sequence of lines. All right, so even before the lines you have to understand the words that make up each and every line. All right, so God's building material is his word. I've said it several times, his change agent is the word. Without the word was nothing made that was made. So anything God is going to do in your life starts with the word. All right, so let's just take this for example. Have you got a word from God? Has he given you a revelation? Remember what happened with the disciples when they had been working with Jesus for a while. And on a particular day, I think it documented in Matthew chapter 16, Jesus asked them, who do men say that I am? Then they started talking about, you know, some people say you are Elijah, some people say that you are this. Okay, praise God, thank God for your life. So everybody knows what everybody else is saying, what is trending, what is out there. Now he addressed the question to them, now who do you say that I am? And the Bible records that, you know, Peter answered the question, and he said, you are the Son of God. And then Jesus said that flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. Okay, so there's head knowledge, there's what we know because we've been instructed, we've been taught, but there's spiritual knowledge, and you need a download, you need a revelation, you need a rhema to come to an understanding of very deep spiritual truths. Okay, so as we're talking about all authority, all of power, there's a lot about the authority that God covers. He reigns and he rules in the affairs of men. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we are seated with Christ in heavenly place. You are here on this earth, but your authority and your power to reign and rule as a delegation, as a delegate, as a representative of heaven is vested in the heavenlies. Hello, somebody. Okay, I'll try and look for some scriptures to back up what it is we're talking about here. I just wanted to just lay some foundation. So we're looking at all authority, okay, and all power that is vested on high. And by virtue of our intermediary, the Son of God, who came down, the Bible says he first descended. Hello? He first descended, and God came and manifested, and the Bible says he became flesh and dwelt among men. So the Creator went through a process to come down. How does that song put it? He came down from heaven to earth to do what? To show us the way. What was the way? How to get back to the Father, how to get back into that relationship. So now that just before, I want to just pause at this point so I don't lose my flow. I wanted to leave us with a couple of questions. Today I'm giving everybody homework. Yes, homework. 2026 homework. Yes. Now you need to investigate what is a covenant. Are we right in, people? It must not be something you are ignorant of in 2026. What is a covenant? Number one, right. What are the terms of your covenant with God? Hello? What are the terms of your covenant with God? So you see, you need to understand what a covenant is, then you understand the terms. Now, how many parties are involved in a covenant? So if that you are in a covenant with God, what does that mean? So what does being in a covenant with God mean? Okay? Now the reason why I want you to look at that, the God you are relating with is known as a covenant-keeping God. So when you hear covenant-keeping God, anybody know that one? There is no one like you. Hallelujah. Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you. Now, the reason I have to tell you this and why you must do this homework, sometimes when some of us are crying, when some of us are praying, it's like we don't know that we are in a covenant relationship with the Alpha. And am I talking to somebody? You know, please. So you can see why I want you to do that homework. You know, some of us will go to, yeah, thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, Auntie Hannah, she used to travel to Shiloh. Regularly, routine. A lot of us go to church. Praying God for your life. What are you doing there? Who do you go to meet there? For some people, it's to meet everybody. For some people, it's the dressing up. For some people, it's the music. Some other people, it's the ambience. What? Can you imagine all the distractions there? How many of you went there to meet with Covenant Keeping God? Ah, I pray that when you go, you know why you are going there. Let me tell you this story. The story of Hannah. I'm taking a different manner today. The thing is just take a minute. Just flow with me, people. Right. So, Hannah, the Bible says, had been going to Shiloh. Some of us have been going to church since 19. Yeah, right. And when we go to church, we do the routines, don't we? When they say clap, everybody shout hallelujah. We know the routine. Thank you, Jesus. But one day, Hannah had a problem she had been carrying from a long, long time. Has anybody got a problem? And they wanted to go to Covenant Keeping God to do something about it. So, like many of us, she had been praying. Maybe you too have been praying. But she got a revelation. Wow. Read the story. Go read the story. Hannah going to Shiloh. Hannah praying for a child. And how Hannah took delivery of the prophet Samuel. The Bible says, if you read the story, it doesn't tell you the intricate detail, but if you see the beginning, she was going to church, she was approaching the throne of grace, she needed a child. Then the Bible records about her neighbor, Penina. I don't know the kind of neighbor that you have. Hey, see my new car, see my new house. We are going to Brazil. Next week we'll be going to Dubai. Imagine all that thing constantly. They're always telling you. Meanwhile, you are still at your postcode. You are still going. You understand what I'm talking about here. Praise God. It can really be upsetting. And sometimes you're asking God, when will you do my own? When will I get my breakthrough? Does anybody relate to? So she had that issue and Hannah wanted a child. But the Bible says, one day she prayed. She has been praying, no? But the Bible records one day that she prayed. And if you read the story, she said, Father, and the Bible says she made a vow, an agreement with God. If you will give me a child, I will give him back to you. Wow. What have you brought to your altar? What have you brought before the Lord in 2026? How did you package your prayer? How did you present it? If your prayer is gimme, 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 is it your right? Ah, God will help you. You know, there's something the Bible says that are good, but not everything is needful. So we have wants, but not everything is a need. May the Lord reveal to you what His own plan is. The Bible says when we pray, that we pray in accordance with the will of God. So we need a revelation of the will of God so that we can pray in line with the will of God. No, you don't understand. So now let us imagine heaven, right? Then God put on the bullet board, I sought for a man. If there's anybody that can meet this, it's like a job description. I sought for a man that will stand in the gap, that will meet my requirements, that will do certain things for me. Then a woman saw the publication. God is seeking for a man. And God, okay, if you give me a child, you see that man, I will give him for you to do that work that you want to do. Oh, and I'm trying to imagine God on his boardroom, sitting on his throne, and then he's asking us, did you hear that prayer request? We just have somebody that has met our adverts. We are looking for a man to meet certain. This woman has offered a child. Listen, quick, whoever, whatever you have to do, whichever department, can you package a child for her and give to her? You know what? She got a child. And do you know what also? The Bible says she had extra children. May God answer your prayer in 2026. The Bible says, may He do for you more than you can imagine, more than you can ask or think. Hello? In accordance with His riches in glory. Riches in glory. You know, some of you, when you pray, they say pray, then you come to where they're praying, and then you bring your teaspoon. The one that you are coming to meet, he says he has riches in glory. If you like, bring 2x4 tank, a whole trailer, 50 ton, whatever. He has no supply. I'm helping somebody this year. So that when you pray, this give me prayer, maybe it's not ideal. Maybe you need to change track. It's just tweaking. Hello, people. It's a slight tweaking based on insight, based on revelation. Remember I said, Peter was asked the question, who do you think that I am? Because sometimes we don't know the God before whom we come. So hence my homework. What is a covenant? What are the terms? Are you in a relationship with the covenant keeping God? What does that mean? How much of that do you understand? The Lord will help us in the next few sessions to try and understand these things. When you have some insight into some of these things, you will now know your rights. Hello? You will begin to know your rights. What you have authority, what you can do with what God has given to you. Amen, somebody. Some of the things you are begging for, you just needed to open your mouth and say the correct prayer. Hello, somebody. No, let me help you. I need you to get where I'm going today. When the Bible is telling us to pray, even your prayer, you have to prepare it. You have to pack it. Have you gone to where they are making weapons? You know, maybe it's guns or drones. They collect all the pieces. They put it to, it's called packaging. You too must package your prayer. It's a weapon. Hello? The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are made mighty through God. To what? Pulling down what? Thrones, dominions, all imagination, every high thing. It's very powerful. Learn to package your prayer properly. In 2020, no, you don't understand. You see, when people take a gun and they're shooting, if you see a sniper, he only has a few in his hand. He's not going to miss with that one. May you become a spiritual sniper in 2026. The accuracy, the sharpness of your weaponry, your aiming, your targeting will be sharper this year in 2026. I hope that's helping somebody. I just really had to get out there. You know, we'd be given authority. So when you begin to understand the answers to some of these questions, the authority you have in the name of Jesus, the power that you have as a delegated, you know, heir of the throne, as a child of God. It says, to as many as believed, He gave power to become sons. Now, becoming is a process. Remember I said line upon line. Each line, there are words in it. So you need to be able to, if I say, hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Hello, greeting. Good morning. It's another greeting. Right? So each word in that sentence carries something. You are an overcomer. You are not going to become. You are, it's a statement of fact. Hello. So if I say you are in a coma, I'll have a coma. That's a prophetic word. But do you know how to overcome? Do you know your weapons? Do you know how you am I talking to somebody here? So there are many prophetic statements in the Word of God. In 2026, we will not just read them for reading's sake. The Lord will reveal the intent of every word that is spoken to you for 2026. The Lord will reveal to you in deep depth the revelation is trying to communicate with you. The Lord will reveal to you in your place of prayer with Him His plans and His purposes for you in the name of Jesus. Everything that causes you to flee, you are running left, you are running right. This year, God will make you to focus in the name of Jesus. No, you don't understand. The Bible says, in stillness, in returning, right? In rest, that is where your strength will be. Isaiah chapter 30 from 15 to... But the Bible says, many of you said no. You are busy. I'm going to work. I'm going here. I'm traveling here. Milan tomorrow, Dubai tomorrow. It's okay. You carry on. The same way, your enemy will be swift in dealing with you. Wow. Lovely people, it's not me that wrote, if you check it, Isaiah 30 verses 15 to 20, in returning to the place of rest. In the place of rest, you cease from your labor. Hello, somebody. In the place of rest, you cease from fighting by yourself. God will say, listen, come and sit down here. Come and reign. Learn how to rule. King rules by decree. It's not by power. This race is not for the swift. The battle is not for the strong. Hello, somebody. Amen. Am I helping anybody today? I hope I have an attendance that is more than two people here. Anyway, may the Lord minister to you in 2026. So what I'm saying in a nutshell, it's good to know that we have authority and power, but you must understand certain things. How do I carry my authority? How do I activate this authority? How do I delegate this authority? How do I utilize? Okay, let me put it to you this way. The Bible talks about... soldiers for Christ. Amen. We see soldiers going to the warfare, right? So they have weapons that they use. You think the first day the guy enrolled, they just gave him gun? It doesn't work like that. He went to the barracks, he collected training, he learned how to salute, he understood protocol, then he was now instructed on the weapons available to him, and he has to learn how each one is. It's not an idea. We don't need an idea here. We need you to know how to use this one. Yeah, maybe this one looks like the one in your kitchen. That's not how you... This is how you... Am I talking to somebody here? So there have been weapons given to us. The Bible says the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are made mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. So I want us to really explore this so that this year, 2026, you are not just quoting scriptures. You are not just praying anyhow. You are not just spraying bullets anyhow. If you carry one bullet, your enemy should brace up, because this man here is well trained. Hello, somebody. You will not put energy to pray anyhow. You will decree. That's it. Your enemy will know that somebody prayed. Am I talking to somebody here? I need that to be your posture for 2026. You are going to grow up. You're going to mature. You're going to be a well-trained soldier in the army of the Lord. We'll take a break now. And we'll come back and we'll explore this very interesting, series. We want to look at the authority and the power we have in the name of Jesus. See you on the flip side of the break.
Time of trouble, just reach out and say the name, the sweet name of Jesus. Say the name. Away your pain.
when you can't find the words to say, say the name.
Welcome, lovely track there by Martha Muzzini, Say the Name. Yes, when you don't know what to pray, you don't know what to say, you are not left stranded, you are not alone. Say the name of Jesus. Listen, in this spiritual school of warfare that we're talking about here, even when you don't know what to say, even when you don't know how to pray, Romans chapter 8 verses 26 lets us understand, for we know not what to pray for or how to pray. So the matter I'm looking at, where do I start? What prayer point am I going to? We do not know what to pray. Okay, how do we? I have no idea. The Bible says the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. So even in that situation, you know, some of us like to give excuse. You know, Moses, they call Moses, say he can't speak English. It's okay, call your cousin, let him come and help you here. You know, when they call Gideon, Gideon say, I'm the least in my family. Every time God is calling people, they always have one. All of you are the ones that answered the call of God. Thank God for your life. But some of us know that it was not easy. Praise the Lord. So even when you don't know or you think you're not qualified, God calls unqualified people and qualifies them. Amen. That is news at 10. Hello, that's the news for today. God is still in the business of calling people that think they are not qualified and making them qualified. May God find you. May God call you. May you answer. And may He make you one that it becomes competent. A competent fighter, a competent soldier is one that is skilled, one that is trained, one that knows his weapons and how to use them. Hello, somebody. May God make you such a combatant in 2026. All right, so I gave us some homework. I hope we remember our homework. All right, no Know your covenant. What is a covenant? Know that God is a covenant keeping God. What does that mean? Know that He keeps His promises from one generation to another generation. The Bible says He's not a man that He should lie. So this person you are coming to agreement with is, you know, your neighbor. Oh, don't worry, John, I will help you. And 3 months now you have not done anything. God is not that type of person. If God said He would do something, He will do something. If God has shown you something, it will come to pass in the fullness of time. Though the vision tarry, the Bible says it will not tarry. Wait, it will speak. There's a time appointed. God is never late. Have you noticed that? So if you lean on God, if you have Jesus in your boat, if God is on your side, know that you're on the winning side. Am I talking to somebody this morning? May the Lord bless you with this in Jesus' name. Yes, so know a covenant, understand the terms, understand the authority that is in your covenant. Know that God is a covenant keeping God. Okay? Now know that as a child of God, you have rights. Hello, somebody. You have rights. Now, let me just look at a verse of scripture that will help us to some diligence, to some degree here. We're in a journey. We're just laying the foundation. Okay? We want to look at our authority and power that we have been given through the wonderful work that Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. 1 Peter chapter 2. And we'll read from verses 9. He says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people. God calls you His own special. Do you know the meaning of special? You are not. Father, help me to just help you. Some of them just. You didn't fall off the back of a truck. Have you seen truck carrying load and something just fell off? Like, that's not how you came to the earth. Hello, somebody. The Bible says before you were conceived in your mother's womb, God knew you. God ordained you. God had a purpose for you. You did not fall off the back of a truck. Hello? So anybody tell you you are this, you are that. In fact, they have so many labels. Let me not go down there. You know, you are ethnic. And you are minority. And you are and all of you stay there and believe. What did God say about you? That's what matters. Leave them. They have, listen, you know how many billion people on the earth? All of them have their opinion and you want to stay and be listening. Listen, brother, sister, you'll be there long. I pray you tune into God's channel. I pray that you get a download. I pray that you will connect with the Spirit of God. I pray that God will reveal to you who you are, whose you are, the authority and power. Am I talking to somebody this morning? I'm here to encourage you. It will help your identity crisis. No, you don't understand. Some of you will stay in a position. They say take a decision. You will stay there, analyze, the paralysis will catch you. You won't do anything. You will not freeze in 2026. You will take decisive action. We were talking about values some weeks ago. Your values are things you have taken time to research, to get understanding, to be honest, to be a man of integrity, to keep your word, to stay on time. Hello, somebody. If you spend your time in those truths, they make decisions for you before the crossroads of life. So you are not paralyzed or stranded or scrambling for answer and solution when you reach the crossroads of life. The investment in your core values that shape your character, your behavior, they have made decisions for you. I can't do this. It's out of my beliefs. I can't do that. It's against what where I was. Am I talking to anybody here? So there are things you have to invest to develop yourself in this year, 2026. That will make you really unshakable, unmovable, standing upon the word of God, right? A force to reckon with in your family, in your community. May you be a pioneer. May you be the leader. May you be a head. May the grace of leadership rest upon you. May you be able to lead people. There are tons of people looking for somebody to lead them, to direct them. May they locate you when they are looking for somebody, and God sought for a man. May you be that candidate in Jesus' name. Yes, so back to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. You are a chosen generation. You are not ordinary. You are a royal priesthood. That is, among priesthood, your own priesthood is royal. Hello? It's an exclusive priesthood. May you understand what priesthood means, what's required of you as a priest, one that stands in the presence of God. Amen. Ministering at the altar. An altar is a place, an interface where spirits meet with earthly beings. Okay, so it's something the spirits have copied, but God meets with men at their altar. May you know how to be the priest at your altar. May you have you seen the altar boys in the church when they're carrying out? You must know your role. You must know how to do it and to do it well. Remember the Old Testament when they asked the priest to go in. The priest needs to know his role. Oh, and peradventure is careless. They tie rope around his waist so that if he goes there and he doesn't survive, they can't go there and retrieve him. They will use the rope to pull. May God teach you how to go in and come out of his presence to be a servant of God, to be a vessel unto honor, to be a man and woman that will make impact, a thorough impact, influence men and women for good, for greatness in 2026 in Jesus' name. Okay, yeah, so you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. The Bible says, can a nation be made in a day? Nothing is impossible with God. Hello? And every time you come into the presence of God, every time you stand before the throne of grace, there's what God wants to make you. The things he has prophetically declared about you. Yes, you may not understand. You may not, be able to articulate. You may not be able to function properly. Don't worry about it. If God said it, he will do it. So your own is to show up so that what he does with you every day in his presence, okay, you allow him do his bit. Anyway, let me carry on before I get distracted. So you are his own special people that you may proclaim the praises of him. That's one of the things you do at your altar, to proclaim the praises of him who called you out of what? Darkness into his marvelous light. There's a reason why he called you from darkness into his marvelous light. Now verse 10 says, who once were not a people. That's ordinary. You were not a people that they reckon with. But God has now chosen you. God has made you this holy nation. You are a special. Am I talking to somebody here? So you matter to God. The Bible says there's rejoicing for every soul. Every single, think about heaven comes to a standstill, there's a memorial, there's a ceremony, there's a celebration. Yes, that's the word. Every time a soul, may you understand the notice on the board. Remember, I talked about the notice God sought for a man. May you understand the purpose and the will of God concerning the souls of men. And may you know that every soul that is won into the kingdom is part of Jesus' mission. And you are delegated here to carry on the mission of Jesus. And he has empowered you even for that assignment. Amen. Remember he said greater works than this you will do. It's not a talkative. So if he means greater works, it means greater works than. Now my own question to you, this is just me on this. Greater works than this you will do. Okay, the one he has done, have you been doing it? May you graduate to greater works. So, but before you reach there, you have to do they say the word, the blind were seen, the lame was walking, those that didn't have arm, the arm appeared. I pray in 2026, the Lord will use you for sign and wonder. You'll be a sign and you'll be a wonder in your household, in your community. 2026 will be different. 2026, your light will shine. 2026, you will stand out. You're going to be distinguished. You will be a person of significance. I don't know who I'm praying for. Will you say amen? Amen. Okay. Right, so let's carry on. Now, he says in verse 11, this is 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11. It says, beloved, I beg you as sojourners, and is pleading with you. Imagine. Oh, God will help us. Abstain from fleshy lusts, okay, which war against your soul. You know all those things you used to like to do. Let's not call them, but you know. In your BC days. They war against your soul. They are causing you to lose power. They are causing you to lose authority. Desist from them. Trim yourself. Prune those things. Cut them off. Let the axe be laid to the roots of those things in 2026 in Jesus' name. Okay, it says in verse 12, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works which they observe, okay, glorify God in the day of visitation. So I pray that God will change you, God will transform you, and the people that mean harm, speak evil against you, you bless them, you pray for them, that God will deliver them, God will help them, and through your good works they will see and recognize. May your stability, your change minister to those around you in the name of Jesus. Amen. So verse 13 says, therefore submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, because of the Lord, whether to the king as supreme, okay, and to governors, okay, as to those who are sent by him, right, for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. So we'll stop there. There ought to be a change because of who God has called you. There ought to be a change because he has saved you. There ought to be a change. Right, let me see. I think I had something else. God will help me in my notes here. Guard your hearts with all diligence, the Bible says. So, the things you are thinking about, all right? Because out of it flows the springs of life. That is Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23. Your heart, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The songs we're talking about says, all authority has been given for you to decree, for you to declare. Say the name of Jesus. Say those prophetic statements. Decree and declare. That is how kings rule. Remember, you are a royal priesthood and you are a chosen generation. You have been called even to be partakers of the kingdom of God. So that's how kings rule. You are not a plebeian. You are not a layman. You are not somebody just on the street. You are a child of God. Okay? And you have been called to show forth the praise of God, to show a difference, to let your light shine. So lovely people, I know it's been a lot today. I just want us to introduce this authority and power in the name, and so that we can explore trying to answer some of the questions that I gave to you a few minutes ago as homework. We'll take another little song quickly, and we'll come back and try and remind ourselves of our homework, and then we'll look at what we're going to be looking at in the next few weeks. See you after the break.
Come and lift those hands. I have searched the world and found there is no one like you, God. You are Jesus. There is no other name like Jesus, Lamb of God. Heaven and earth proclaim your Jesus.
lovely track there. Listen, we've got some message today. All authority, you know, in heaven and earth has been given to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are partakers even of his divine nature. All our worship must go to him. We're chosen people called out of darkness into his marvelous light. There's so much to explore, you know, but we must explore this reality. Now, Romans chapter 6. Yes, Romans chapter 6, I believe it is, tells us to reckon ourselves dead. Okay? Reckon ourselves dead to sin. So not only have we been delivered, you know, from sin, it says in Christ Jesus, Romans chapter 6 verse 11, to count is to consider or to reckon or to think or to credit. So we're to count, we're to consider, we're to reckon and to think and credit ourselves as dead to sin, in the same way that Jesus is free from sin and death and alive to God. We must think of ourselves in that same capacity. Hello, people. Okay, so we get to credit, to apply to ourselves the same truth that applies to our Savior. All right, and this is important. God counts Christians dead to sin because of their identification with the death, the resurrection of Christ. So if God considers us dead to sin, we must also think of ourselves as dead to sin's dominion. Now, if God says so, then it is so. All right, then we must believe it. Now, this is so important. In our future sessions, in our next session, we'll be trying to understand the importance of our believing in what God has already said about you. So there's authority and there's power in the name of Jesus. So make sure, if you don't understand the intricacies of packaging your prayer, of how to pray, we'll get deep into that. You'll go to the advanced modules, but just know that there's power and authority in that name, and so you can say the name. You can declare the name. You see your children at home, they say there's a problem, and you want, they don't have long time for a long prayer point. Mommy told me that Jesus, just shout Jesus. That thing, will. They listen, there's where the enemy know it cannot pass. You don't understand. You know when, we're in England there, but so when you're in Africa and then there's no fire on the stove, all the ants and all of them, they come and be playing anyhow in the kitchen on the stove. Just introduce fire to the stove. All that playing around come to an end. May you bring fire to your altar in 2026 in Jesus' name. Lovely people, I hope I've communicated. We will look at this in more details. We'll tie a lot of scriptures so that we understand our covenant relationship, our, you know, authority and power in the name of Jesus. Okay, what has been given to us, what's been vested to us, what's expected of us, how we get trained, how we become competent so that we can be, you know, formidable soldiers in the army of the Lord. And the Lord, as always, will help us. So we commit the next session unto the Spirit of God, that the Lord will, you know, minister to our hearts. You know, thank you, Lord, for what we have received today. And I just want to pray, the Lord, that the words that have been spoken today, may they release grace to everyone that has heard them. May you help everyone to know that they are never alone. They are not stranded and they are not frustrated, but that there's divine help and God is available. The Spirit of God is there to empower them, to help you, to bring to remembrance. He has a great ministry. Establish a covenant relationship with your Father, with the Son, and with the Holy Spirit. And 2026 will be a blessed year for you. Till we meet again, same time on the same channel. Take good care of yourself. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. And bye for now.
Everybody now, let's go!
behind, on the left, on the right.